for receiving. I started singing while looking for the man. Saying, why don't you come on down from glory and set me free? Don't you know we put a clap, put a doubt, took a doubt. I wake up brighter, Lord, got lighter. I started walking, I started talking, I started singing, kept on shouting. God say, oh. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my Lord.
Everybody.
When you really showed up and nobody set me free.
Yeah. I'm climbing higher. My Lord, get lighter. Darkness has drifted far away. Yeah. On the road.
He
took a dollar,
and
we go brighter. Look, got lighter. I started walking, I started talking, I started singing. Get on shouting, God say, oh, God say, you are risen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh my,
oh my Lord.
Everybody. Higher. You should have been down when he set me free. Amen. Climbing higher. My Lord, get lighter. Darkness has drifted far away. I'm free from sin. On the road to glory. Gonna tell my story. Gonna tell what Jesus did for me. He put a clap, he put a shot
in,
he took a dart from my
heart.
I'm looking bright, Lord, got lighter. I started walking, I started talking, I started singing, kept on shouting. God say, oh, God say, thank you, Jesus,
thank you, Jesus,
thank you, Jesus, oh, my
Lord,
everybody.
Tonight, before we get into the communion, a young brother will testify for us. One of the brothers will testify for us. Amen. Hallelujah. So, praise God. You appreciate Derek, don't you? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. God bless you. So Derek has 30 minutes or less. If you can use the 30 minutes, that's wonderful. or less to give a testify and exalt all of us. I know you appreciate him. One more time. God bless you to the world.
Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. It's so good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Please have your seats. So I want to take this opportunity to once again thank Pastor for the opportunity to testify. Amen. Glory to God. I always say that I love my pastor. Amen. And if you ask me why, I don't know why, but I just love him. Amen. And God richly bless you. Amen. So, shall we please be on our feet as we read the scriptures from Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 20. Let's close our eyes and pray first. Our Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we thank you for gathering once again at your feet to, Lord, to learn from you and to Lord Jesus Christ, to get inspiration from you. We pray today that you come and bless this, Lord, words that are pieces. May you join them together and make it a blessing to your people. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray with thanksgiving. Amen. Yes. Amen. Yes. Glory to God. Amen. I'm losing my voice a bit. Amen. But Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 20. And the word of God says that, but the Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. And so today, this evening, I have a short message for the church. Amen. And it's moving past the sound barrier into the silence. Amen. Moving past the sound barrier into the silence. Shall we please have our seats? Amen. Amen. So I was inspired last Wednesday when Pastor was talking about how that we need to keep silence and how that we are not supposed to make too much noise. Amen. But just be humble and be in the word. Amen. So I was inspired by that message. God richly bless you. Amen. And so moving past the sound barrier into the silence. Amen. The prophet spoke about sound barrier. Amen. And he said that the sound barrier is the obstacle that is in the way of a plane. Amen. That is an aeroplane. Before an aeroplane is able to sail freely or easily, it goes through something called the sound barrier. Amen. And the prophet said that, but after they once pass that sound barrier, the plane just sails out just in ease. Amen. So if the plane is able to bypass that sound barrier, then it's able to sail in ease. Amen. And so this morning, this season, glory to God, we are also going to fly a spiritual plane. Amen. But before we get to wherever we are going to, we'll meet obstacles. Amen. So many obstacles in our way. Amen. How many of us are ready to go in a spiritual flight? Glory to God. So, glory. Amen. Amen. So, if you are ready to go, then know that obstacles will come your way. Amen. Glory to God. Circumstances will come your way. Amen. So, the prophet types this to the Christian. And he said that the Christian also has so many obstacles. Barriers, hallelujah. Sin barriers, unbelief barriers, struggles, troubles, everywhere, hallelujah. But if we have a target to get to heaven, or we have a target to sail, or we have a target to fly in the sky and soar in the sky, then we must be ready for the obstacles as well, hallelujah. We must be ready for the obstacles, amen. Be ready for the troubles, amen. But one thing that we must know is that we need to go past that sound barrier. Amen. For us to be able to meet our Lord, we need to go past that sound barrier. Amen. So the prophet said that the barriers are so many now. In our generation today, we have so many barriers. Amen. On our streets, there are barriers. Glory to God. Our home, there are barriers. Amen. Even at work, we have so many barriers. People trying to deter us of our faith. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Even on our phones, wherever we find ourselves, there are barriers. Things trying to prevent us from living the Christian life. Amen. Things trying to stop us from moving ahead. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And so the same applies to the generation in which we live today. Amen. People are deterring us of the message we believe. Amen. People have faced the obstacle, have faced the sound barrier, and have left the message. Amen. Glory to God. People are saying things they are not supposed to say today. People are saying things against the prophet. It's the obstacles that has deterred them from continuing the journey. Praise God. But today, I've come to encourage you, to let you know that don't let the obstacles deter you. Praise God. Keep on keeping on. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. So people are degrading the prophet today because they are facing obstacles. Amen. And the obstacles are there. People are saying ill things of our prophet. But that is not going to move us. Amen. Glory to God. The prophet said that these barriers will be there. But barriers that come to prove us. There are so many barriers today. Some have come to prove us that we are not worthy or we are not qualified to be called the bride of Christ. Amen. Some of these barriers are there to tell us that we are not supposed to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. We are not even supposed to call ourselves Christians. Amen. All these are barriers. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Some are cunning barriers. Amen. Sometimes we get these cunning barriers from our doctors. Amen. Telling us not to hold on to what we believe. Amen. To deter us from the faith. Amen. But the prophet said that in all this, we must know that we have an assurance. Amen. In all this, if my people who are called by my name, glory to God, he said, if my people who are called by my name will get past that barrier of what the world has to say about them, then they can fly, they can soar in the sky. Glory to God. Amen. So today my message to you is to let you know that the obstacles are there, but the obstacles are not our vision. Amen. The obstacles are not our targets. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. They would come. Praise the Lord. The prophet said that sometimes before the planes go past those barriers, it goes through shaking. Hallelujah. It goes through shaking. Sometimes it feels like the wing of the plane is about to break. Praise the Lord. So sometimes we go through those difficult times. Praise the Lord. And we feel like all is over. Praise the Lord. But hold on. Hallelujah. The prophet is saying that if my people who are called by my name can go past that barrier, then they can soar. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. And so people have so many things against us that we cannot be called the bride of Christ. Amen. We cannot be filled with the Holy Spirit. Sometimes it's not only people. Sometimes ourselves. We keep telling ourselves that we are not worthy of this ministry, of this gospel. Hallelujah. We are not worthy to be called sons of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But you are worthy. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I have one thing to tell the devil. Amen. If the devil tells me that I'm not worthy of the gospel of Jesus Christ, if the devil tells me that I am not worthy to be filled with the Holy Spirit, if the devil tells me that I'm not qualified to be a bride, I'll tell the devil that I cannot make myself a bride. Glory to God. I cannot make myself a bride. Someone has made me a bride, and that person is more than able to take me, glory to God, into the rapture. So I cannot make myself a bride of Christ. I cannot make myself a Christian, but someone has made me a Christian. And someone has made me, glory to God, someone has made us the bride of Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All that we have to do is to believe it. All we have to do is to accept it. You cannot make yourself the bride of Christ. You cannot make yourself a Christian. Praise God. Hallelujah. So if anybody tells you that you are not worthy of it, tell the person, tell the devil that it is not, you cannot make yourself a bride. Praise the Lord. Someone has made you the bride. And you are glad that someone has made you the bride. And you are, the person is more than able. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And so the glory, hallelujah. The prophets used the woman of the the woman with the issue of blood as an example. That a woman with the issue of blood had a target. Hallelujah. She's been in pain for 12 years. Hallelujah. And she had a target. But she went past that sound barrier. People said things to her that she was not worthy to touch the Lord. Hallelujah. People told her things that deterred her faith. Praise God. But the prophet said that she went past that sound barrier. Praise the Lord. And did not listen to what the devil was telling her. Praise the Lord. She had critics. She had people disregarding her. Oh my. Praise the Lord. But the prophet said she moved past the doctor's idea. Because the Bible said she visited so many physicians, but she was not healed. Praise God. So she went past that saying that I cannot be healed. Praise the Lord. And she went past what people were saying about her. And she went past what the devil was telling her, that she was not worthy to touch the Lord. Praise the Lord. So she went past that sound barrier of what people are saying, of what she was saying about herself, and of what the devil is saying, and touched the hem of Jesus' garment, and it was made whole. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And so that should be our desire. If we want to fly, if we want to go in the rapture, then we must be ready. And being ready, we must bypass, go past that sound barrier. Go past those ideas. Hallelujah. Go past our traditions and our broken systems and all our ideas. Praise the Lord. Because without that, we'll not be able to go in the rapture. Praise the Lord. Amen. And so my title, moving past the sound barrier into the silence. But I've realized that, so let's talk a little bit about the silence. Amen. So when you read the dictionary, the Webster dictionary says that silence is the forbearance from speech or noise. Amen. And the Oxford says that it's a complete lack of noise or sound. Amen. But silence in the kingdom of God, or silence in the word of God, is a different thing altogether. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Silence is a great thing in the house, in God's hands. Amen. Silence is great things happening. Praise the Lord. In the kingdom of God, it's just not being mute. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Silence in the kingdom of God, or in the mind of God, silence is not like that. So in God's silence, He does the talking. And we do nothing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So in God's silence, we don't do anything. All we have to do is to keep quiet, and He will do the talking. Amen. In God's silence, miracles are bound to happen. Praise the Lord. The bride of God is formed and prepared in silence. Glory to God. Amen. The pillar of fire, the prophet said, comes down in silence. No wonder when the prophet is about to do signs and wonders and miracles, after he commands the devil under his feet, he will tell the people to just stay silent. Glory to God for God to move. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. So in that silence is when the mighty angel comes down. So we'll look at some few events where silence took place and something great happened when there was silence. Praise the Lord. One of it was when Jesus, our Lord, was on the cross. Praise the Lord. And they broke the seal. Hallelujah. And they pierced the side. Hallelujah. Water came out. And then blood followed. And then he gave up the ghost. Glory. What was happening? There was a great event happening during that moment. Even though it looked silent, even though it looks like nothing was happening, there was a great event happening. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory. He was giving birth to some people. Blessed be the... But it was in silence. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My. Let's, and then also in the grave, when he was in the grave, he was lying there, but everyone thought it was over. But something glorious was happening. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Even in the grave, he is Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. In the grave, his soul was in hell preaching. Something was happening. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory. Another event is when Jesus met the two men on their way to Damascus. Myers. Good. On their way, the Lord spoke to them and spoke to them and spoke to them, but they couldn't still catch the vision. They couldn't still catch the revelation. They couldn't still catch who was talking to them. But when they all sat down quietly and he began to break the bread in silence, praise the Lord, glory, and their eyes were open. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Glory to God, amen. When he began to break the bread in silence, that was when their eyes popped open and they realized that that was the Lord. Glory to God. In quietness, praise the Lord, amen. Glory to God. Another event is what took place in Revelation chapter 10. Glory to God, hallelujah. When the mighty angel came down himself with an open book in his hands. Glory to God, amen. Oh my, my, my. I want to read that scripture. Glory. And I saw a mighty angel come down, because we are told that, Pastor constantly tells us that what took place in Revelations 8:1, which is the silence, is the event in Revelation 10 from verse 1 to 7. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. And so, in that silence, when the world thought that everything was over, silence, praise God, something was happening. Glory to God. The mighty angel himself came down. Amen. With a rainbow was upon his head. Hallelujah. And his face was as it were the sun. Glory, this is a mighty angel coming down. Glory to God. To give the bride a secret. So great things happen in the silence. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. He came down with a book and he gave it to his seventh angel. Praise God. Hallelujah. So this is another event of mighty things that happens in silence. Glory to God. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And so it's not too much about the noise we hear in the world. Amen. It's not too much, like Pastor told us on Wednesday, it's not too much of the noise we make. Hallelujah. But God is working in simplicity. So today, my message is just one. For you to know that even though it looks calm, the prophet has left the scene and everything is calm in silence, something great is happening. Glory to God. Amen. So don't think that we are playing. Hallelujah. Don't be so confused. Hallelujah. Don't come to church based on a routine, because something is going on. Hallelujah. Something is happening in the silence. Glory to God. When no one has an idea, God is preparing a bride. Hallelujah. And he's done preparing the bride, and the bride has made herself ready in silence. It's not the public glare. Hallelujah. Before Jesus died, the message was in the glare. It was preaching to the multitude and all that. But after his death, he met everyone quietly. The disciples at a point. Then he met the men on their way to Emmaus as well, in secret. So my message for you today is that it might seem like nothing is happening. Nothing is happening. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But something great is happening. Glory. The rapture is about to take place. So, don't take the message for granted. Glory to God. Others will be saying what they have to say. Others will say things against the prophet. Others will say how that they think they know better than the prophet. But I want to tell you that God has sent us a prophet. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And his message is what will take us in the rapture. Amen. So in silence, God reveals himself to his bride. Amen. The true bride, God reveals himself to them. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And so as we go through life's journey, what God requires from us is to pass by or bypass that sound barrier of what people are saying about us and what we think of ourselves, because we cannot make ourselves the bride. Glory to God. You cannot do anything enough to be raptured by yourself. Glory to God. Unless God says you are going, you are not going. So blessed be the name of the Lord. God has qualified you as a bride, and you can do nothing about the situation. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I've realized that in the Bible, God never called Eve, Eve. Hallelujah. It was Adam who was calling Eve, Eve. Glory to God. God called Eve, Adam. Because in the eyes of God, the bride of Christ is as precious as himself. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So today, my encouragement to you is that everything might look simple in the message. People are saying what they have to say. People are doing what they have to do by leaving the message and saying things. But something great is happening in the message. Glory, hallelujah. Something great is happening in the message. Glory to God. And you must know that that thing has to do with you if you're a bride. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And there is one last silence that every man would have to go through. Amen. The last silence that is before God. Glory to God. Amen. So I'm going to read a quote from Jehovah Jireh, page 49. And this is a story about Daniel Carey. It was this man that the prophet spoke about, that he went to heaven, and then he was asked some questions. And when he got to a point, he was asked that last question. And then the prophet said that there was silence. Glory to God, there was silence. Because in that silence is where you determine whether you become part of this of the situation, or you are going back to hell. So every man will get to that last silence, that position where you have to define. So he says, a brother, you might not think much about it now, but in the presence of that light, go look. A whole lot of things that you think, well, I belong to church, preacher, that's good enough. But in the presence of that light, you are going to need more than that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. You will. He said, Daniel Carey, was you perfect when you was on earth? And said, I said, no, Lord, I wasn't perfect. And so out, there was a silence. I was getting ready to hear the great blast. I was thinking God was going to blast him and take him off. He said, my bones were pulling loose, as it were. Now, I'm going to hear that great blast. Depart from my presence, for only perfection can come in here. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Depart into everlasting fire. So, he was just waiting to hear that at that moment. So, this is to tell us that great things happen. That moment when he was pushed, or he was moved to be part of God's kingdom or part of God's people, was one of the greatest things in his life. He said he thought that it was going to be a blast, and that is going to be the best thing, or the greatest, one of the greatest things in the life of a man, that you get to that point where there is silence. What are you waiting for? For God to speak. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For God to call you in or call you out. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And so, my message is just short. It's just to let us know that everything looks normal. And you come to church, go home, but something great is happening. Glory to God. Amen. Something great is happening, and you must dash into it. The cloud of glory is moving in silence. Move with the cloud. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So let us break through this sound barrier into God's silence. Amen. Glory to God. The bride has already made herself ready. How? By the message of the hour. Glory to God. Amen. Glory. So we are not supposed to waver. We are not supposed to be discouraged at a point. We must know that these circumstances and these obstacles and barriers are there. Glory to God. But for you to go in the rapture, you must go past that sound barrier. What people are saying about you and what people are saying, people's ideas and our own ideas, our own traditions, our own ways of thinking. That is not what the Bible, that is not how God sees it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Before people think that heaven is a place, but our prophet told us that heaven is a dimension, a perception, someone's idea. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So coming to church, what we are doing is not a routine. I just came to encourage you to know that something great is happening. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Something great is happening in the silence. Glory to God. So go past the barriers and enter into God's silence. Glory to God. So my last sentence to you is that in this gleaning time, will be captured up into the master's band in silence. It will be a secret catching away of the bride. God richly bless you.